Place of people, all everybody would ever learn who they need to talk to. Hey, man, boy, you see people rejoicing more. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, I don't remember, Brother Harden, where I first met you. I don't remember where I first met you. But I preached for him when he was pastoring in Chestnut, South Carolina, several times. And amen. Him and Sister Harden were such great people. And they was there. Well, as much I remember the different things. I remember my Brother Harden and Sister Harden. But we was coming from Arkansas, meeting over there, and and I felt like I need to follow Brother Harden, and Brother Tim McVeigh was with me. And we followed him, and that's why we noticed one of his tires was going down. And we got him stopped, and we stopped and got him stopped, and we got the tire off and got the spare out of the trunk. Put another tire on for him, went on down. Well, and the Lord said, you impressed me to drive it. So I told Brother Harden, we got everything set up and everything's right. I said, Brother Harden, you get in the back seat there. I'm going to get up here and drive. I'm going to drive for you at least for a while. And I think I drove, I don't even got where I stopped, but I think I stopped in Memphis, and or not, had to go a different direction back up in Kentucky, but Memphis. And I reckon that's what I've done. But anyhow, we got in the car and started on down the road. And Sister Harden, she's sitting over here in the other side. And she says, Brother Williamson. I said, yes, ma'am. Amen. Where's Brother Abbott? She called him Brother Abbott. I said, where's Brother Abbott, at? I said, he's right behind you, Sister Harden. Oh. And I went on down the road a little bit further. She said, Brother Williamson? I said, yes, ma'am. Where's Brother Harden? I said, well, he's right behind you, Sister Harden. Amen. All right. We're on down the road a little bit further. She said, Brother Williamson. I said, yes, ma'am. Did you put Albert in the trunk? I said, no, ma'am. I said, Brother Harden, speak to her so she'll know you back. And that's been, I could tell several stories, but we've been friends for years, and he's always been part of our ministry. And amen. We was in Maryland getting that church going. They was there, several things there. One of these preachers got up and was long-winded and getting close to done. He done preached and preached, talked and talked, repeated himself a couple of times. I don't care how long a preacher preached. But don't repeat yourself every time. Every 15 minutes, you got to go back and repeat everything you already said. Amen. But anyway, that's the way this fellow was. And after a while, Sister Harden said next down the congregation, she said, I wish he'd shut up. I want to go eat. I mean, she said it just like I said it. Ain't anybody heard. But she was a wonderful lady, godly lady, wonderful lady, Sister Harden was. And boy, I'll tell you, that her death almost took that dear gentleman out right there. But I've seen God touch him and help him and turn him. And God has used him in a great way. You that are here, and you young people, he's 90 years of age. And you ought to walk up to that dear man and tell him you love him or shake his hand. Amen. Boy, and I told him, we was together on Saturday and Sunday too. I don't know where I told him now. But I told him, Brother Harden, you ain't so rewarded for what you're doing now as what you have done. And I'm almost at that place myself. Amen. And amen. He said, amen. It's what we have done. Amen. And staying that he stayed faithful and true down through the years. And he's real. You won't get a piece of gold any more real than he's real. He's real. Amen. And so I love him and he's real. Thank God. And he's on his way out of here, and I'm on my way out of here. Someone says some more white heads turned out the same way. But anyhow, and so you ought to reverence him and love him. If he didn't do no more to get up here and stand in the pulpit, that ought to be enough to reverence him for what he is. Amen. And I still, but you preach good this morning, Brother Harden. I want you to know you preach good, brother. God, you've done good today. Bless my heart, and I thank God for what I heard. But just being up here is good enough for me. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen for me. I have blessings in my heart and life. Certainly is. Amen. Amen. All right. Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. I'll try to obey God and have us out by 2 or 3 o'clock anyhow. Amen. He ain't give me no time limit, so amen. So we'll see what God's going to do. But no, I'm going to try to be as quick as the Lord will let me. Amen. Boy, that song, I've struggled over what I would preach if I was preaching here. This morning in the motel room, man, me and the Lord met. The Lord, I'm telling you, the Lord met me in that motel room this morning. And I thought I was going to preach from somewhere else. Amen. Amen. But I started got uneasy about it again. And amen. And amen. And when he sung, go tell Jesus. No, tell Jesus. God said, that's it, son. You know, God does that so many times for Brother McBride. I was trying to think of Brother McBride. Amen. Now, if I forget your name, it ain't on purpose. Amen. I forget who I am sometimes. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, amen. And amen. But my wife always reminds me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyhow, amen. But I'm going to try to preach what God's given me to preach and be faithful to it this morning. Chapter number 8. Amen. Of 2 Corinthians in verse number 1 and 2. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God. Thank God for grace. Woo! Thank God, brethren, friend, for the grace of God. And then the mercies of God. Were not for the grace of God and the mercies of God, we'd all be consumed, be thrown away. Hallelujah. I'm glad. And so for with the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Thank God for church. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad to a real church. It's good to be with real church people here today. People that love the church and a true church and one that stands for the word of God and for the things of God. And thank God, little friend, for church is real and true and has a pastor that's real and true to the things of God and the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I didn't care much about the church. Oh, didn't know nothing about the church much. Amen. Until one Saturday afternoon, a young preacher come knocking on my door. Amen. On the front door, I knew it had to be a preacher or insurance sale was one. Because all the people in the country that come to the back door except a preacher or insurance sale was one. Amen. Amen. But anyhow, amen. So on the door, and that's still you preaching. Amen. Boy, and that preacher said to me, amen. He said, Buster Williamson said, your daddy and your mama asked me to come visit you. Well, said, dad been praying. Well, I knew that was so. And you, my dad, I've heard my dad praying is still in my mind today, in my heart today. Oh, hearing that voice of my daddy, amen, boy. Oh, they call on him to pray in the church, son. Well, my daddy stood up and started praying his thunder. Hallelujah, amen. Boy, roared over that congregation of what he would pray. And boy, I've seen him down beside the fence post and heard him down by the high in the stable. I've heard him every night, but sometimes when I come in at night, Amy might be in his bedroom. But then I heard my daddy, thank you, Jesus, for bringing my boy home. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for bringing my boy home. Amen. First call I had, I was told to roll it over. And I come in, we, mom and dad, lived in a little three-room house. And hey, man, and baby Fred, I come in, and but their bedroom was back in the back of the house, our kitchen, and then that bedroom for us boys. And my brother was in the bed. And hey, man, I called him. I said, get up, Ryland. And he said, what's wrong? I said, I done wrecked my car. And when I said, I done wrecked myself, daddy cried out, oh, God, thank you for protecting my son. Hey, man, yes, sir. And I love that, and thank God, amen, for the blessings of God with my dad, and amen, and Brother Finley, God, amen, and I thank God for the church that he took me to, and the church, amen, thank God that it was a church man. He loved the church, and he loved the preacher, hallelujah. He loved the man of God, thank God. Lord, I'm telling you, you ought to love the man of God. God gives you, hey, you're a man of God. Hey, you don't have to know why he does what he does. You don't have to know why he acts like he acts. But I tell you what you do know. You need to know the Bible tells you to love him and to follow him and then help him all you can. Be good to the man of God. God will be good to you. You expect God to be good to you. You'll need a real hand. He don't have to explain to you nothing that he does. He's not your servant. He's God's servant. Everybody, somebody say amen to me. Yes, sir. He don't have to explain now what he, amen, what he does. Amen. Hallelujah now. Anybody get to eat, your body wake up out there. Thank God. I'm telling you, son. Amen. But anyway, but I thank God for the churches. And I thank God for church. Hallelujah. It was at a church that I got saved by the grace of God. And on a Thursday night, amen. But then verse number 2 says to us, how that in the great trial of afflictions and abundance of thy joy and thy deep poverty abounded unto the riches of thy liberality. The whole time you'll find liberal in the Bible is right there. In giving. Yeah. Amen. That's where you'll find it right there. In giving. God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Amen. God said he loved the world. God said he loved that. Jesus said he loved the church. And the Bible teaches us to love one another. But he also said God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Amen. If God loves a cheerful, what God loves, I want to love. Hallelujah. Oh, that goes something. Amen. 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 And this, now I'm used to preaching to a pulpit. Yeah, it'll take two men to pick up. Amen. But anyway, and I used to pick it up myself, by myself. Amen. Amen. I stick it right there.
Oh, no.
Amen. Oh, no. Yeah, okay. Amen. But anyhow, amen. And but anyway, I can't do like a, but this is pretty lightweight. I can pick this one up. No problem. But anyway, amen. But anyway, amen. Amen. So I'm going to preach on that first phrase of that Bible in verse number 2. How that in a great trial of afflictions. Our Heavenly Fathers, I come to thee now. I pray that you would help me and touch us. I pray, oh God, the young people that are here will hear me out today. Because they'll not make it through this life if they don't hear out that they're going to suffer much trials of afflictions. And Lord, man, Father, especially in the considering preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to try and make trials of afflictions. And I pray, oh God, that you'd help us now today. And the Christians, that more they dedicate themselves to God, the more much trials they'll have in this life. And Lord, I pray that's a way of life, and that's the way Jesus gets honor. That's the way the Heavenly Father gets honor, by putting us through the trials of afflictions and trials of faith. And Lord, we'll thank thee and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' holy name. Help me now, Lord, only do what you will help me to do. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it. Amen and amen. The trials of afflictions, amen. I think I've been through, I thought I've been through a lot in life, but I'm going through more right now than I've been in life, not being able to hear. Amen, amen. I've been set in this church, and I come here, amen, knowing that I won't hear much while I'm here. And I'm sorry, brethren, I didn't hear much of your message, amen, just a word here and there. Amen, but I'm telling you, amen, I feel the presence of God, amen, while you're preaching. And I feel the unity and the presence of the Lord in this church. And I thank God for that. That's worth my trip. Hallelujah, right there. That's worth my trip just to feel that, amen, the things of God. But, amen, if what you try to do, God, you expect to receive blessings from it. Amen. Open your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter number 14. The book of Mark and chapter number 14. Then, amen, we'll read a few free scriptures there and try to bring something to you this morning. But the trials of afflictions come with the light. Boy, my first few months of being saved, boy, I thought, hey, man, I'm about to go to heaven. Amen. Then all of a sudden, the devil showed up. I've been suffering ever since. Amen. I mean, boy, affliction from here and there, and troubles from here and from him. Amen, beloved friend. You know, see, the things of this world belongs to the devil. Amen. And he told Jesus, it's mine. I can give it to you. Amen. If you'll bow down and worship me. And he's trying to stop me in every way he can. And he's going to try to stop you in every way he can. He's going to try to stop you, amen, from serving God. He's going to try to get you out of church the best way. And amen. Anyway, he think he can get you out of church, he's going to do it. Amen. Brother friend, amen. This world and the pleasures of this world gets more people out of church. The love of money brings more people out of church than any one thing that I know of. Man. Amen. Jobs and keeping a job and all of that, rather than trusting God and go on and serve God and do what God says do, to give over to making finances. Oh, how sad that is. How sad that is today, not realizing where they're fixing to wind up at. Oh, but brother, if they truly God's child and they belong to God, they headed into some afflictions, brother. You better pray for them. That's right. But here in Mark chapter number 14, amen, the word of God tells us in verse number 3, the Bible says in the beginning that Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box, of a woman, a sparkling, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. Amen. Amen. And there were some that had indignation. There it is right there. You know, some people have indignations against somebody that's trying to do some good. Amen. Somebody in the church, some church member, and trying to do something good and blessing of God and help God, and somebody gonna get the devil's gonna get the indignation in him. Amen. Amen. Brother Finn, of course, he's trying to do something good. Watch it. They had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste in the ointment made? All it says, next of all, some people think the work of the church is a waste. They think, oh no, it ain't, brother. That's what this world thinks. Amen. But we that are saved by the grace of God know, God, you can't do anything as a waste for God, son. Amen. I'm telling you, it's not a waste. Amen. You give your whole life and everything you have in it, you ain't wasted nothing. Amen. You gain. Amen. You haven't wasted. But that's how the Pharisees sent in the church. Amen. Hypocrites sent in the church. Amen. Thinks it's a waste. Amen. Give it. Amen. They think think the church is supposed to be a banking institution. Amen. And brother laying it up in a bank. God never intended a church to be a banking institution. Amen. Brother, what God gives that church belongs to God. It don't belong to any man. It don't belong to any board. Hallelujah. Amen. It belongs to God. Amen. And it's to be used for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It certainly is. Well, look at what it says. And it might have been sold, as they said, for so much money. Amen. I'm not going to say much about that. And have been given to the poor. I'm not going to say much about that. But if I find somebody poor in my neighborhood that needs help, I'll help them. Amen. But I ain't sending my money off to a bunch of a chama. Hallelujah. And I don't know where it's going. I don't know who's in charge. I don't know what they're doing. I'm not sending my money to them. I don't care the Red Cross or who it might be. They're not getting my money. Amen. I'll give it to somebody I know that needs some help from God. Amen. Before I do that. Or they don't, they're not crying. I'll help them. But I know they need some help. Amen. Amen. We don't have near the many poor people that they like act like they have these giving people. That's right. Well, let me move on. Amen. And so and he said, the poor you have with you always, and whosoever you will, you may do to them good, but me ye have not always. She had done what she could. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Boy, that ain't talking about blessing my heart. Long as I'm not the best, I know that. Amen. But I'm a long ways to be like these brethren all in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I tell you one thing. Hallelujah. Thank God. I've done what I could. I've done what I tried to do. And I got saved by the grace of God. I couldn't have read one of these verses of scriptures that you got here today. I couldn't write my full name. Oh, but God had mercy on me. Oh, God shined grace upon this old weak son, a man that didn't get an education. Oh, amen. I had my opportunity, but I run away from home and didn't care nothing about school or anything before I was a teenager. I'm telling you, amen. Oh, brother friend, but thank God. Amen. She's done what she could. That is, amen. And I praise God. That's another message. Amen. I can't get to the one I want to preach. And it came before a forehand and anointed my body unto my burial. Brother, I say unto you, whatsoever is gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world. This also that she hath done shall be spoken for a memorial unto her. Do you have a memorial that you can depend upon? It's going to be a blessing that you've done something for God. Amen. You've done something for Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be rewarded one of these days. Hey, you might not get much reward in this old world, but friend, it's going to be rewarded one of these days what you've done. And you need to have some memorial that you've done for the glory of God. That'll be known. Hallelujah. It'll be known, amen, about one way or the other. Amen. If not done nothing else, God will make it be known himself. Because he said it will be going across the whole world. Oh, I'm telling you, thank God for Brother Shepherd. I thank God for him and what he's doing down the radio. And he let me get on that radio station and holler and scream and beat on the table. Amen. But thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. It goes all over the world. Woo! Hallelujah. And Jesus said the gospel, there goes something else. Amen. I don't know what that is. Hey. Forget about it, he said. All right. Amen. Jesus. I said the gospel be preached all over the whole world. And here's old Herbert Williamson. Amen. He was dumb. Didn't get no education. How he is, but he's up hollering and screaming on Saturday evening after about 3 o'clock. Oh, thank God. Amen. And I praise God for that. Yes, sir. He's doing something. Jesus said the gospel will be preached across the world. But here she is now, affliction, for doing something, going to Jesus. And
that Abbas's box, amen, because it goes on, you know, how much it's worth and all of that. That don't make no difference. If it's a dime, two bites, or a box, amen, that's no difference with God. He recognizes it the same. He recognizes two bites, bites that that poor little woman put in all the bag. All those girls are birthday on that, but she just bought two bucks. But Jesus didn't let go that amount of his name was getting, but he gave to the amount of that one boy, the woman gave. Amen. To my spouse. Amen. Right there. Thank God. I'm glad. Amen. And God bless you. And God raises people to turn the work of God on. Amen. God, amen. Put some people in that has a good job, make good money, that turn the work of God on. Hallelujah. Amen. But hey, if you don't have the two mites and you give that to God and your widow lady, and you think you need that two mites more than God, give it to God. Hallelujah. You see, God bless it for you. And you have more than you keep. Amen. Thank God. That's right. Well, amen. Amen. That ain't what I want to preach on me. I'm trying to get to your amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And with affliction. Afflictions is going to come. Amen. Afflictions that we have. The book of Psalms and verse number 34. Look at the book of Psalms and verse number 34. We see what the word of God has been said to us over there in Psalms 34. Amen. The word of God says down there in verse number 19, 20. Amen. Down there in the age 34. The word of God says, and many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Hallelujah. He kept all these bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall say to the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. And the Lord redeemed souls of his servants, and more of them that trust in him shall be desolated. Amen. Here the psalmist talking about the afflictions that's going to come with those that honor God and serve God. Father, as my heart as I've had, amen, Brother Finn, here these last few years, is by hearing. Oh, Brother Finn, I got so in such a bad shape. I didn't want to go nowhere. I didn't want to be with nobody. I didn't want to go to church or nothing else. I didn't want to be around people. Oh, Brother Finn, I don't want to go down yonder in the woods somewhere to be around people because I couldn't hear them in my affliction. Amen. And rather than understanding there was something from God to help me to go on to the glory of God, I got down so low. I called my pastor, Brother Shepherd. I called him and said, Brother, I got to come see you and talk to you a little bit. And it didn't work out the next week. And I said, well, maybe next week. He was busy. I was busy. It just didn't work out. Oh, but finally he had to come to Louisville. He came to Louisville. He called me and said, I got to come to Louisville, I think, to visit somebody at the hospital. And said, we can meet and we can talk. Do you want to talk to me? I said, all right. I'll do that one over there. I'll tell you, I was so far down low. Amen. That I was dragging that a tractor behind that. But I'll tell you, hey, God. Amen. I know that I got to a pastor. You need a pastor, friend. Yes, amen. Yes. You need two things you need in this life more important than all the money in this state. That is, you have a local church and you have a local pastor. Amen. That you can turn to for amen. God can help that. That man can help you if you let him. And if he ain't gonna let him, he ain't gonna help you. Amen. If you let him, he'll help you in all your trials and tribulations and troubles. If you listen to him, amen. And these other pastors this year, amen, amen. I know y'all down there in part of the southern part of Oklahoma, but Brother Ben, you got a young preacher, Brother Josh. But Brother Josh is just as much God's man as that man is. Amen. And if you listen to him, amen, Brother Ben, and Brother Ben, go to him. You get the help you need to get over the trials and the troubles. I didn't set it up that way. God set it up that way. Amen. Brother Ben, get you over your trials and troubles. You're going to have trials. You're going to have troubles. You're going to have affliction. And the more you try, I just said, the purpose in your heart that you're going to serve God and you're going to go with God. You're going to will love your church and love the things of God. You will love the man of God. The more you do that, the more afflictions you're going to suffer. Because, amen, that's how you get your rewards in heaven. But you suffer, but you, if you suffer for him, hey, we bear in our body the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bear it in our bodies. But I was down so low. I done got so low. I said, the devil is whipping on me. Amen. Oh, man, it's time for me to turn in the towel. Time for me to give up. Time for me to quit. Good. And that's what was bothering me so much, brother. It was how I need to stop. I need to quit. And of course, some people said, you need to stop, man. You're too old, all this stuff, you know. Hey, I had a visit, a neighbor. He would visit, visit us. But all he come for is to try to get me to quit God. That's all the thing he was out. He's one of these sons that thought more than what you call those sons, to wear that book, a cup on top of the head. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, brother Finn, he tried to get me quick. I was up there preaching to y'all. And I come home, but just a minute, here come that. You want me to come? You need to quit. Okay? You need to come on. You need to quit. Why did he come down? That was the devil. It was the devil as much as there was a devil himself. That's what was sitting down there. The devil sitting there. The Lord, he's almost the Lord. And when he was a deacon in a Sunday school and a Baptist church, but he still thought, well, the man is low and on his way to hell. He'll burn in hell. So, as he said here, he thought more of the Lord than he did the things of God. But anyhow, somebody's going to try to get you to quit.
That's right.
But I called my pastor, told him I need to talk to him. But if he was busy, I was busy, never did, couldn't get together. Brother Shepherd came up to the Lord to visit somebody, and so we met over at our place, amen, to have a meal together. Amen. And we talked in the meal. And I got through the thing that was really bothering me. I said, Brother Shepherd, Jerry, I just need to stop. And you think I need to develop and to get everything that I'm doing and quit and stop it. Amen. I said exactly like him and Brother Shepherd knew what I was talking. Brother Shepherd said to me, he said, Brother Herbert, amen. I don't think that would be good for you to do that. Woo! Thank God, son. My soul turned on. What did they make two flips? Amen. I'm telling you, my heart. I said, Brother Shepherd, are you with me? She said, yeah, I'm with you, brother. Amen. I said, is the church still with me? And what I'm doing, he said, yeah, the church is still with you. Woo! Thank God, I come, you fired my bones. Hallelujah. Come out of there. I'm still preaching out of the word of God. I'm still doing the ministry that God gave me to do. Well, amen. By the night, I'm going to thank myself. But thank God, I'm having time. Go to that rest home and breathe. Hallelujah. Two brothers, a good shepherd Baptist church, come over there and set me up with all that kind of stuff. So, amen. So my wife had to get it all going together on the computer. And I can sit at my table and preach all over the world. Woo! Thank God. Hallelujah. I keep on preaching. Amen. Yeah. So, well, trials. Now, I'm not talking about you to a young man. See, I'm just 50-some years in the ministry. I'm 50-some years in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I, by the grace of God, the Lord has built 8 churches underneath of my ministry as a missionary of hell. And 6 of them are still going today. Amen. To help on that. But I'm telling you, amen. God done it. I didn't do it. I just go out and preach what God said to preach. Hallelujah. Let it go wherever you want to go. Let it fall wherever it fall. God knows what's needed in this congregation. I don't know. But I tell you one thing. Somebody said to him, would have been brought up a great burden today with some trials in your life, troubles in your life. Amen. You don't understand. Oh, I'm telling you, tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is the one that will know. And he will help you. He will strengthen you. He will lift you up. Thank God. And people probably bought something cream of crops of the churches. That's here today. Probably this is the cream of the crop of every church, and cream of the preachers is here. But I'll tell you one thing, you had as much trouble now as you did when you were young. And when you were young and you were strong, you relied upon your strength.
You're right.
And you relied upon yourself. Anyway, God, I can still do it. I can still go. But then you get old, like maybe the heart is, and some of the other, and you can't do no more like you have gone. You can't do no more like you can do. I can't pray like I have prayed. Amen. Thank God I used to pray. Amen. To the bed of hell. A long time down in the woods and have myself a time. Amen. Anyway, amen. Brother Finn, I look what I'm saying now. It looks like I just can't get to praying like I used to. It looks like I can't get to preach like I used to. But hallelujah, there's a Holy Ghost of God living inside of my soul and knows my weakness, knows my strength, and knows, thank God, I'm dependent upon Him. And when you're dependent upon God, you can get more done, more God. Hallelujah. Well, afflictions will come. Yes, they will come. Amen. The Word of God say over there in 2 Corinthians in chapter number 6. The Word of God in verse number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 4. The Word of God says to us there, He said, but in all things are proven yourselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in strives, in imprisonments, in turmoils, and in labors, in watches, and in fasting, in pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by the love unfeigned, by the word of truth, hallelujah, by the power of God. Amen. I'm glad I'm kept by the power of God. Hey, I'm not kept by Herbert Williams' power. I'm not kept by Brother Sheriff Burrow Shepherd's power. I'm kept by the power of God. Amen. You're saved by the grace of God, regardless of the tribulation or trial you may have to go through, regardless of what people say about regardless, amen. The next one, amen. You're kept by God. Amen. Three brethren I used to preach for. Both they was my friends. Their revivals for them. And three or four of them. And amen. Well, got all upset about me. And so he wrote along a little bit, a couple pages of a book rack of about me. And trying to make people believe all those things. And it's unreal. But he kept putting it on that paper. Amen. And trying to. And his desire was, he said, my desire is I'm going to destroy Herbert Williams. I'm going to destroy him from the ministry. I'm going to destroy him. How well he tried. There was a lot of junk on the main wedding, but hallelujah, here I am still preaching today. Thank God. He ain't put me down. God had to destroy me. If God fell about me, if I can't fell about me, God would destroy me. But God, if I fail, God, He's forgiven me. The blood of Jesus Christ took it all the way. I ain't said I've done everything perfect. I ain't said I've done everything to please everybody. But I still please God. And I can't live what people may think about that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Well, they make accusations about you. If you're in, you're guilty of. Oh, you tried your best to be what they are. But I'm telling you, look at that. He said through these things right here, you need people. God is your helper. God is your helper. Amen. I don't know. Sometimes I think the water's so deep. Like the disciples on the ocean. Amen. Oh, God, wake up, Jesus. Hey, don't you know we're about to drown out here? Amen. That's the way I feel. Amen. Sometimes, oh, Lord Jesus, I need you to wake up. Hallelujah. I'm about to drown in this. But thank God. Well, hallelujah. I have God as my keeper.
Amen.
You saved by God, God's your keeper. Yeah, might put in your Bible. If you commit suicide, but if you're God's child, you won't do it because
you God's keeper. Amen. Amen. You're kept by the power of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Brother. Oh, yes, sir. Well, look what it says. Hey, what the Word of God says. Amen. Amen. Look in Colossians in chapter number 1 and verse number 24. Chapter number 1 and verse number 24. The Word of God says, who now rejoices in my sufferings. Amen. Apostle Paul, he's the apostle to the church in the day and age of grace. We don't preach a kingdom gospel. We preach a grace gospel. Hallelujah. And a mercy gospel. Well, thank God. We're not preaching a kingdom gospel. They'll come back to them one day. Those two witnesses here, Moses and Elijah. And if you don't believe it's Moses and Elijah, then we'll meet together at the judgment and let you know you was wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 They're going to be preaching a kingdom gospel again. They're going back to a kingdom gospel. But how do we preach grace? Mercy. Amen. Mercies of God. And the mercies of God, Jesus Christ, they cost on the rugged cross. Amen. Rugged cross. 2,000 years ago, the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ took away all my sins. Took away all my iniquity. And the blood of Jesus Christ is still working today. And all I got to do if I fail God, they don't give me a license. Some of these charismatic folks say, well, if I believe what you believe, I don't do what I want to. That's exactly what I'm doing. Exactly what I want to do. Amen. And I don't want to do it over. Amen. They got saved. They don't want to do it over either. Amen. 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 I'm tempted to do some things I used to do. Amen. And but I don't do it. Amen. There'd be some fighting going on if I'd done some things I used to do. Amen. 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 But I'm glad, thank God. The Colossians says here in chapter number 1 and verse number chapter number 6, rather. I'll read that. Colossians chapter number 1, verse 24. 24 says, amen. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for the body's sake, which is the church. Amen. Hey, we suffer for the church. I don't understand why I sit in services and I can't hear it, understand everything the preachers are saying. Amen. I can't understand people talking to me. Amen. But if they don't get up close to me and they get me face to face, I can't get up. I'm not 10%. Death in this year, 25% in this year. Amen. I'm fixing headed for kind of surgery. Amen. For implant. Amen. They said both of them. I prayed and asked God to do it. I know Jesus is able. I know Jesus can do it. But he said, amen. You might need to do some witnessing in that hospital. Amen. You might need to do some witnesses, do some nursing. I said, okay. Hallelujah. Whatever the Lord wants me to do. Hallelujah. I got to go through that and tell someone about Jesus. Well, no, nigga. I get to tell them about Jesus. Amen. That's right. And the saving grace of God. And if one soul is kept, it's well worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Anything I go through. Amen. That's right. In first one till day, number amen. Before and done it before. But I was there. Amen. A girl working there and 16 years old. She goes to a Baptist church, but she don't know much of the scripture. Amen. And she said, yeah, I give my order to them. Amen. When I sit in the table and wait upon the bread, they bring my order and send an elder for me. Then they stand there. Yeah. We want to hear you pray. Woo! Thank God. Right there, that's why we have a prayer meeting. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. My friend, thank God. And I prayed. And I prayed for him. She said, and I told her, I said, and I told her, amen. Later, I said, I told her, I said to you, thank God you can know this. She said, oh, no. You can't know that, preacher. I said, oh, yeah. She said, you don't judge. We got to meet the judge first. And he'll tell another, no. Hey, mine was judged at Calvary. Thank God. Hey, you know, like when she, can you imagine? imagine going to a Baptist church and all she's been taught is you've got to wait till you get to the ground to the judgment seat before you find out you're saved.
Oh, my.
Joy that is in the Bible. Security of everyone that believes in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I'm secure because I'll do everything right. He didn't say that, brother. He didn't say everything to please you. I displease some people. That old lady said that. Oh, but he said it's in Jesus Christ. In that old red cross.
Amen.
2,000 years ago, the blood of Jesus took care of that. And I'm telling you, your afflictions are there is for a purpose. Your afflictions, your trial, your tribulations, brother, pardon there, his trials, his afflictions, his revelation is for the glory of God.
Amen.
And 9 years old. Oh, praise God. If I can reach tonight and still keep my legs up, hold them there. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Well, anyway, your afflictions, you're going to suffer.
Right.
Are you listening to me? I don't know what you're going through, but if you're going to try to live for God, amen. You're going to walk with God. You're going to already go through more than you already go through.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But hey, don't quit. Don't quit. There's no quit. We are not of those that turn back the Bible. We are those that go on. Amen. As the Apostle Paul gave to the epistles to the church concerning afflictions and trials and troubles. Amen. Amen. Thank God. But he said, I'm going on. I'm going on. They beat him. Amen. Drug him out of the city. Amen. He's dead. Down there. Where his disciples were sent. They gathered around us. Well, where we going to burn? What we going to do with it? And all these questions. Amen. Don't worry about where they burn. You get to sing it. They'll put you somewhere. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. And amen. Another thing. Also, Paul can come together down there again. Amen. And the group of chase, yeah. Thank God. And amen. They reached out and grabbed and take him over. He's like, what are you going to do? I go, oh, so I'm going back to the city. I'm going back and preach some more.
Amen.
Oh, that's how we need to be today. Amen. Regardless of our afflictions, regardless of our weakness, regardless of our troubles, we go on to tell somebody about Jesus. We go on. Yeah. Bro, church back there. And God, he's a church. I'll try and get it out, man.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, and he likes it. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, boy, that's what he does. That's his ministry. God's getting him there. And he get on that side of the school. He go to a parking lot, and then he go from car to car. Amen. And put them tracks out. Put them out. Amen. So he might put them tracks out. Amen. He's pretty smart about it. He'll put 3 or 4 tracks in one envelope. And it has to get 3 or 4 tracks out.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, thank God, that's his part of it.
That's right.
And that's just as much part. Yeah, it's a preacher. Good preacher. No problem with his preaching. But I'm telling you, thank God, but that's what God has given him to do.
Right.
And he does that. God's got to work for you.
Amen. Amen.
God's got to work for you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It's just a young man said that. God. Amen. 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 And Benjamin. Oh, Joshua, that's who it is. That's the one they call Joshua. Amen. And he's a young man, got 2 children already. Hey, don't you have your 2 children already? Thank God, I got a family.
Amen.
That's something. Oh, I left Bible school. I had the church gave me $75 a month. My home church gave me $50 a month. Me and my wife and 2 children. Well, how about that? And he'll tell you all a story you wouldn't hardly believe. Amen. God took care of
him. Amen.
Took care of you too, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. If they stop, they try to stop you, don't you stop. Thank God, you keep holding on.
Amen.
Hold on. They stop giving you what you quit. Amen. Amen. They stopped over here in Sturgis, Kentucky. They wouldn't give no more. They stopped getting it. They stopped taking care of it like they used to do. Amen. They want to stop me out. Hallelujah. God gave me no place to go. And thank God. Hallelujah. And so, amen. But in the hand, he gave me all of that. Amen. I'm saying, amen. Amen. You sometimes write right up, didn't you, brother? Amen. Yes, sir. Well, you see, there are switches coming. Right. There are switches coming. What time did I have? I took my time yet. I took my time. Oh, my goodness. I ain't had it through. All the take the message, use it for your glory. Lord, help us. They help these young folks to remember their switches. On the way. That woman done what she could, and she didn't have to pay a price for those making mockery of it, making fun of it. And when you do, when they do what they can, somebody is going to make light of it and make fun of it. Oh, Lord, help us now. That's what I want to preach down on his mind. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.